This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update. From Q News, the North Hertfordshire Museum will update its display after discovering Emperor Elagabalus was a trans woman. The museum will now refer to the emperor with she/her pronouns. Historians and academics have widely debated Elagabalus's gender identity. According to historical accounts, the emperor requested to be referred to as a woman. Kevin Hoskins, a spokesperson for the museum and an executive member of the Enterprise and Arts at North Herts Council, says the reclassification was the polite thing to do, adding, "We try to be sensitive to identifying pronouns for people of the past, as we are for people in the present. It is only polite and respectful." The museum displays a silver Daenerys coin that belonged to Elagabalus as one of the few LGBTQ+ items they have in their possession. Emperor Elagabalus ruled the Roman Empire from 218 AD to 222 AD until she was assassinated at the age of 18. From The Guardian, a new report reveals that 53 transgender people were killed while 32 were lost to suicide across the US in the last year, which saw a marked increase in the anti-trans legislation and rhetoric. The annual report, released every November, includes deaths from November 2022 through to this month, with trans women comprising the majority of deaths. According to the FBI's National Crime Statistics released in October 2023, there was a 32.9% jump in reported hate crimes based on gender identity from the previous year. That jump is reflected in the report, with a disproportionate impact of people of colour. While 64% of non-violent deaths involved white people, 51% of violent deaths were of black people, and 21 of the 53 violent deaths were of black trans women. From Star Observer, the Red Cross Lifeblood Service has begun a public relations campaign that attempts to redefine exclusion as inclusion. It wants to convince the nation that its plan for allowing gay men to donate blood plasma, but not whole blood, is better than Canada and the UK's approach, which is to treat everyone equally for both whole blood and plasma donation. At the moment, gay and bisexual men and trans women who have sex with men must be sexually abstinent for 3 months before donating blood. More and more countries are abolishing this old ban and adopting a new system whereby all donors of whole blood, gay, straight, cis and trans, are asked the same questions. The focus is on activity that causes risk, not the gender of the donor's sexual partner. Unfortunately, Australia is leading the world in inventing new ways to be discriminatory in blood donation and to pretend that discrimination is a step forward. From Pink News, it's almost time to announce the UK's entry for next year's Eurovision Song Contest, and one huge pop star has fans bouncing off the walls after being tipped as the frontrunner, that being Years and Years frontman Ollie Alexander. Nothing is official yet, but there has been a notable spike in the reports that the singer has been picked out by BBC bosses to try and secure the win for the UK. Many Eurovision fans are sceptical of the rumours and remain unconvinced that the pop star as big as Alexander would be willing to represent them in the Eurovision Song Contest. The 68th Eurovision Song Contest is set to take place in Sweden in May of 2024. Turning to QNN Sport now and from Star Observer. The second World Gay Boxing Championships take off in America in 2024, following the competition's inaugural success at Sydney World Pride earlier this year. Sydney World Pride saw the first queer-inclusive boxing championships ever held, with people from all over the world competing in the event. Following its success, the second iteration of the WGBC has been announced and will be held in Chicago, Illinois. Sydney boxer Martin Stark expressed his anticipation for the overseas competition and continuing to provide avenues for more LGBTQ+ boxers within the sport, saying, "Taking WGBC from Sydney World Pride to Chicago demonstrates there is a growing interest in boxing from the LGBTQ+ community and allies." The second WGBC will be held at the Strong Hands Gym in Chicago starting on June 20, 2024. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favorite podcast app. Just search for QNN. I'm Joel King Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.